Breakfast with Martin Bester.
So, was it Monday? When was the public holiday? Monday. Decided to go and get some takeouts from the drive-thru.
Okay.
Get home.
Naughty.
I tuck into a chip. And I feel in my mouth there's something not lacquer with this chip. It's not separating in my mouth the way it should. And then you get that familiar feeling of a hair in your mouth. There's the longest hair you've seen in your life. Inside the chip.
No.
Inside the chip. So immediately I take it out of my mouth and I've got it on a serviette here in front of me. So now what do you do now? So obviously it puts me off the entire meal. It's not a lack of feeling having your tongue like struggles with the hair in your mouth.
Martin.
And you can't chew through it.
Okay, I feel like my spine is tingling.
So now you think to yourself, I mean, a lot of people would tweet the said company. I DM'd them because I must always miss the nice guy. Now I DM them. So now, this is what I DM them. I send them a picture of the chip. I hold their hair with my fingers and then the chip pieces still stuck to their hair. In front of their cup, just so they can see it's them. So I say, hi there. This hair is inside the chip. Also, the milkshake syrup was basically separated from the ice cream. True story. I bought it from so-and-so store. The previous time their milkshake machine was broken. So I thought I'll give them a heads up. This store, it's a new store, so maybe just check up on them.
Okay. Quality control.
You know. Then they reply to me and they say, hi, Martin. We'd like to help. Kindly send us your contact details as well as your slip so we can get in touch. Now, I'm thinking, so I write back to them. I'm thinking at this stage, that's not how I thought this is going to go. So I write back, hi so-and-so, I'm not asking you for help. I'm helping you by giving you a heads up so this can be prevented going forward. I wanted to share my horrible experience with you to help you. Don't tell me you want to help me. How do you want to help me? Do you want to take their hair out of my chip?
They want to offer you a freebie, pretty much.
So why are you saying you want to help me? I'm helping you, Moss. Or am I being otherwise now?
Yeah, and what is with the slip?
So I'm going to get to that in a point in a moment. So I write that back to them. Yeah. So then they write back to me. We appreciate you raising this with us, Martin, and would like to address this. Please provide the previously requested details so we can be in touch.
Okay.
Previously requested details is contact and the slip.
Okay.
Am I the only person? I could have dug in the dustbin to find the slip. Mm. I really could have, because it was probably inside the big brown bag or whatever in the dustbin now.
Yeah, but after everything you've just been through,
Exactly. I don't want to. Here's the thing. Is this where we are in life, that you have to keep the slip after a takeaway meal just in case something goes wrong? Who does that? Do you keep your slips? My mother would have. My mother
even
was
the food
very,
one.
Very particular like that. She would probably have kept the slip.
Mm-mm.
Bucky would have kept the slip. I probably chucked it away. Probably. I would have, for a moment there, I was walking to the dustbin. I was like, I'm going to go and fish it out. But then I thought to myself, you know what? I don't want anything from you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a voucher. I don't want a new chip. I don't want another meal from you. I just wanted probably for you to say, you know, this is gross. Sorry about it. We're going to look into it.
Perfect.
We're going to check up on the supplier. Or something along those lines.
It's more the case of, we just don't want this to happen to anyone else.
Exactly. And I'm DMing you. Yeah. I'm not tweeting them for everybody. I'm not dragging them on Twitter, which I could have done. And a lot of people would probably have done that route. The fact that they didn't follow me on Twitter made me think about that for a moment. I was like, I see you follow some other people in the in the industry, but not for me. So maybe I must get your attention on Twitter by tweeting the picture of your hair chip. But I didn't. I'm nice like that. Stupid and nice like that. How would you have handled it?
Wake up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
I think Martin is a very cool guy.
6 to 9 weekdays.